Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to spend a little time in the desert now. We welcome Bobby McManaman from the Arizona Republic, who covers both the Cardinals and the NFL. Bobby, happy new year to you. What is the latest buzz around the candidates for the Cardinals head coaching job?
Right. Well, they just interviewed Adam Gates, who was just released by the Dolphins. He's going on to New York to talk to the Jets, and they've got three other interviews that we know of scheduled before the end of the weekend. That's with Zach Taylor, quarterback's coach of the Rams, Dan Campbell, the assistant head coach and tight ends coach for the Saints. And interestingly, Cliff Kingsbury, former head coach at Texas Tech and the current OC at USC. So I thought they'd have more by now. That's just four candidates that we're for sure we know that they're talking to. They said they've reached out to some coaches who are no longer employed. We don't know who that is. We think it might be Jim Caldwell. Maybe it's Chuck Pagano. I doubt that. But four that we know of, and I can't believe there's not more, to be honest with you.
I had heard the report that the Cardinals were really interested in Mike McCarthy.
Well, they were, and I thought, well, if you can get McCarthy, in my opinion, knowing Mike for as long as I've been covering the league, I think he would be perfect for Josh Rosen and this offense that finished dead last in every single category. But Mike, and I haven't heard this from Mike or anyone else, I'm trying to get a hold of him, but he's got interviews lined up with the Jets and Browns, and apparently he's told them he's not interested. I've heard some reasoning is because he's got kids in high school back at Green Bay and it might be too far away. Well, you know, if he's going to New York, it's just as far, maybe a half hour earlier flight from here to, you know, that area than it is to New York. So I don't really understand that. But if he told them no, I'm wondering if it's just because the GM situation here is kind of tenuous with Steve Keim, who might be on his last legs after firing a coach along with team president Michael Bidwell after just one seat. And maybe that scared off some lifers like Mike.
What are the Cardinals looking for? Because we heard from the front office comments that they were sure Steve Wilks wasn't it. So what is it?
Well, they're interviewing a bunch of possible first-time guys here. I mean, the three of these guys have never been head coaches before, so that's really interesting. But they are definitely looking at offensive-minded guys. To my knowledge, they haven't reached out and expressed an interest in any defensive-minded coaches, which is exactly what Steve Wilks was. It's a shame because they need help on both sides of the ball here. The defense went from a top five ranked defense the last 3 years to one of the worst, especially in rush defense, which was embarrassingly the worst. But it looks like offensive minded guys. I mean, everybody's trying to find, you know, the next Sean McVay and a couple of these candidates. That's exactly what they're leaning on, it looks like. And Kingsbury and Taylor, both younger guys, that air raid kind of offense. So we'll see. If they don't mix, I think they'd be better served by getting a veteran coach. Wilks was a first-year head coach who's been around, seen it. And then you could add maybe some young blood in your offensive line or your offensive coordinator position. The problem is when they had the veteran offensive coordinator here, Amy, it didn't work out in Mike McCoy. They fired him after like 7 weeks.
Mm. Bob McManaman with us here from the Arizona Republic on After Hours. CBS Sports Radio covers the Cardinals and the NFL. The Steve Wilks experiment, we'll call it, I'm not sure was ever set up to succeed considering the roster. But how much of the fault do you put at his feet? And then how much would you put at the feet of the front office, the general manager, the ownership for the roster?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think you can split it right down the middle or maybe even give more blame to Steve Keim. The drafts outside of this year, which is pretty good, have been spotty at best. And quite frankly, several busts when you look at some of the top picks over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. The problem with and also I have to say this, Kime spent $20 million on Sam Bradford, who was so bad.
Right.
It didn't take a bad knee to knock him out of the lineup or out of the starting lineup. It was just ineffectiveness. He was horrible. I think that's a blame both sides can share, and that they coddled the guy so bloody much at the since off-season workouts and at the training camp in preseason. No one knew, including Sam, whether his knee could take it. It turned out the knee could take it, but he just forgot how to play quarterback. And it didn't help, again, in Mike McCoy's offense, which was convoluted and included some really cruddy play calling and really key situations that required some sharp effectiveness to run some very dull, boring running plays right up the middle. I think Coach Wilkes knows and can share and would tell you this, I think. Shares a lot of blame in this also, though, because this team did not improve at all, almost anywhere, outside of special teams, and that wasn't until the end of the year, on any level. They just kept taking steps forward and two steps back.
Mm.
But when you have a rookie quarterback with an offensive line that had no starters left after half the season, and you spent seven offensive linemen to IR, you're in a world of hurt, and you got to throw a rookie quarterback into the mix at the end of week three, and then go ride with him the next 13 weeks with a really, you know, thin wide receiving room. You did have a healthy David Johnson, but the running attack was last in the league. Rosen never threw for more than 240 yards in a game, and had more interceptions than touchdowns. So, I mean, he was doomed. I think he probably deserved at least another year. Most people would agree with me, but the Cardinal fans out here are just so livid at 3-13. They were ecstatic that they made the change. But, you know, careful what you ask for, because now we don't know what you're going to get.
For sure. I know a lot of people are most interested in the rookie QB because that's kind of the big storyline of 2018.
Sure.
But when it comes to the Cardinals, I'm actually more concerned about Larry Fitzgerald and his future. He's one of my favorites in the NFL.
Sure.
He represents everything that's good about the league, both on and off the field. And I would hate for this to be the way he goes out, but I just don't know that there's a quick fix. What do we know about Larry and his future?
Well, we've talked to Larry a lot about it. He's not giving us any hints. He hasn't for the last 3 years when this whole subject about do I retire or do I come back comes up. He's been as honest as he can. He takes 4 to 6 weeks and decides sometime in February what he's going to do. Excuse me. And he hasn't decided what that is. But he said, you know, sometimes you know when the end is by talking to players. Throughout his life, guys who have and are retired, he's talked to all of them. And trust me, he knows everybody.
Right.
And I said, you'll know it. I don't think he feels that way at all. He's so close to some records more that he can get. He's all about winning. He loves money and he loves traveling. I think he's coming back, Amy, but don't quote me on it.
Bob McManaman with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio, talking a little bit about the Cardinals, covers them for the Arizona Republic. On the defensive side of the ball, they've got some talent. And as you say, the defensive coach didn't necessarily work. How many changes do you expect to the roster on that side of the ball?
Well, I guess you got to start to wonder if Patrick Peterson is going to honor the final 2 years of his contract, because he blew things up in midseason by when it became public that he demanded a trade and wanted out desperately. 3 days later, he had to walk that back and toe the line, because Cardinals, quite frankly, said, we're not trading you. You're under contract for 2 more years. Now, I'm not sure where he falls on this whole coaching change, if he was for it, against it. He kept voicing support for Steve Wilkes, but we don't really know how Patrick felt. But he's the kingpin, linchpin of this defense. An 8-time Pro Bowler in 8 years. I think it really depends on what he does. If he's invested and he's ready to come back and be that dominating corner influence that he's been for so long, I think there's plenty of hope here, because you got Chandler Jones, who led the league in sacks a year ago with 17, had 13 this year, which included only getting one down in the last month of the year. There's enough there especially in the secondary, and they need lineback help. But there is potential there for this defense to return to where it was. But they may have to go with two new linebackers. They're going to need another defensive end. The good news is, Amy, they got the number one pick of the draft. They can just solve all this mess and just go draft Nick Bosa right now. Well, you got to wait till April 25th, but that solves one giant need at defensive end opposite Chandler.
Well, I was just going to ask you as my final question then, because you think about the Suns, you think about the Diamondbacks and where the Cardinals are. There's got to be some good news about the Arizona sports scene. So is that it, the number one pick?
It is. I mean, that's one thing everybody's looking for. You know, unless they can bring in some rip-roaring youngster that can, you know, roust about this offense and get it going with Josh Rosen, they just better hope that Rosen is the real deal and they didn't miss on him. I don't think they missed. It's way too early to say that, but I didn't see any improvement out of the youngster. And quite frankly, I saw him regress down the second half of the season. Now, granted, he was playing behind a makeshift offensive line that they couldn't block your grandmother, but
my grandmother's 96, but she's fierce, Bob.
Well, I'm sure she is.
You can find Bob on Twitter at @AZBobbyMac, Bob McManaman, senior sports writer for the Arizona Republic, who covers both the Cardinals and the NFL. And at least there'll be plenty to talk about. It kind of keeps us in business. Bob, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Amy. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.